Blog Talk Radio.
Nisa, 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 Gaiowe Om, Gaiowe Om. From the east, house of light, may wisdom dawn on us, so we may see all things in clarity.
Without your light, it's of a night.
afternoon, King. How's everybody out there in America today? Here we are, October 10th, 2010, 10-10-10, Gregorian style. Manifest, manifest, manifest. We've entered into the wave spell of abundance to unify the dream here. And for those who know, we are still in the electric moon. It's electric moon 21. Keen 185, first quarter crescent. Guided by the moon, this red electric serpent, symbolized by universal water and, yes, purifying the soul. Purifying the view. This blog cast radio segment is described as an opportunity to initiate voters, activate progressives, and refine the measure. We're going yes on 74. 74 is the door. And we've got our five-pillar view with the taglines of voter pamphlet review, measure 74, what it is, what it's not, OMMP, the Oregon Miracle Medical Mojo Maximum Mysterious Virgin Program to raise the bar. To raise the bar and bring in health and wellness, perhaps an industry more than likely, an advocate network of progressive heads who are keeping the light high with their personal practices and creating a way of life that gives them the time to do so. Howdy ho, yo. This is Bud Strider on the line, your host. And this is our third segment, moving into more of a sense of continuity with the program and the utility of Blog Talk Radio. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm surprised as to how many are doing so. Really gets me into checking myself and my head more often than not. I was challenged yesterday after having spent the day at the Portland Sustainability Conference. And the Portland Sustainability Conference was another group process. It was an all-day process and really identifying the issues, clarifying the challenges, and working to burn through the ego of perception when it comes to creating a collective unified field of interests. Yes, indeed. So after listening to myself last night, I decided to recycle that segment and do my best to keep my lights on moving into the task at hand, which is dialoguing about this year's vote and rocking the vote at that. You know, the voter pamphlet just came out a few days ago, and I want to take a good look at that. You know, it's a rather large pamphlet. There's a lot to digest, but we're just going to get a focus on Measure 74. And for those of you who have time next week who would like to tune in to the roundtable discussion of our general election, you can do so at the Kennedy School. That'll be at the Kennedy School in Northeast Portland off of 33rd there. And we're going to meet in the boiler room. That's going to be around 7-ish, 7:30 after the speak out broadcast at Multnomah County Television, which is now Metro East, and that'll be around 4:20 next Wednesday, the 13th. So moving right into it, looking at the arguments in favor for Measure 74, and I'm just tickled pink with all of those train hoppers that work for our federal government who are now realizing the benefits of cannabis sativa,
And we even have the formal federal prosecutor getting on board. And he says that he's giving a thumbs up because for many years he was paid and paid well by the federal government, who at that time was resisting state laws and permitting, tolerating the medical marijuana movement. And while he was employed for the federal government, he says that he knows and he's convinced that as a formal federal prosecutor, having served as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Oregon from 94 to 2001, that there seems to be some real benefits to cannabis, and that during his years with the government, official policy was hostile to state laws on medical marijuana. Hostile. It wasn't just opposed. It wasn't a policy of opposition, but it was an actual hostile view towards cannabis users social fabric of a once great people. And that's exactly what we're dealing with here, is a very violent and hostile federal government, which is absolutely collapsing upon itself as we decode the building blocks of that empire. We know that it's a corporate Christian nation who is representing the interests of the Federal Reserve, and now the tables are turning, and we want to make a way so that all of these folks that have been prosecuting us and putting us in jail and opposing our effort to be gainfully self-employed sovereign citizens, or even gainfully employed sovereign corporate citizens, are now, making a way so that we can transform this trip together and get on with the obvious. Well, it says here under the argument in favor that no longer will marijuana be classified with heroin, cocaine, or methamphetamines, and the feds are opening the door to medical use and very possibly in the very near future, honoring through the resistance of the Native American Church, our First Amendment rights, freedom of religion, in utilizing cannabis as a sacrament and coming out of the closet. Wouldn't that be nice to come out of the closet? So it's here that the federal policy now opens to state regulation. With 14 states now allowing medical marijuana, federal policy has changed. Attorney General Eric Holder has directed federal law enforcement agencies not to pursue criminal cases in which people are complying with state laws on medical marijuana. Well, the rogue Federal Reserve is still operating according to its own mandate. But needless to say, this means that Oregonians can now move into a regulated supply of sacred cannabis, medical marijuana, and that the regulation system would be a big improvement according to the formal federal prosecutor, and that we've got Measure 74, which stands the high likelihood of extending common sense and the benefits thereof to the general populace while generating revenues and income that can offset the collapse of our economy. We've got another argument in favor here from former police chief who says vote yes on Measure 74. And he's echoing the obvious. And he says here that that 74 will allow patients to safely obtain their medicine from regulated nonprofit clinics. And as the former police chief of Portland, he'd like to see clinics like pharmacies dispensing medical marijuana to the qualified, seriously ill patients. Today, patients often must go to the black market profiteers and criminals. Well, there's not a black market that I'm aware of if there is a black market, then that is being transformed by a whole new standard of measure. That exchange is now being regulated by the synchronic order, and those are harmonic values being exchanged in the form of wellness bundles, services, and other value-added common-sensey facets of creativity. He would like to see pharmacies. He would like to see, along with the medical community, cannabis take on more of a more of a marketplace kind of drug dispensary business. And the last thing we want to see is the pharmaceutical industry getting their hands on cannabis, treating it as a commodity or a product, and basically selling it back to us as another FDA ploy to keep people under the gun. The war on drugs is sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry. It's the root of the root of all issues. The war on drugs is intimately related to all wars. And if you look closely enough and deeply enough, you will find just that. You can do a search at DrugSense, drugsense.com, to get the details on it. But essentially, the pharmaceutical companies, your petrochemical companies, your war manufacturers, the lawyers, the doctors, the insurance agents, all of them are in the same boat together. And that boat is basically regulated by a timing frequency. That timing frequency we've identified and have come to know as the 1260 timing frequency. That discovery of the law of time will make conscious whatever is unconscious from a holonomic whole system perspective, and is quite comprehensive for anybody with half a will and half a wit to come out of the ignorance of the age, which again is programmed by a fictitious standard of measure and a 60-minute hour, which is the timing frequency of corporate America. Thank you, Pope Gregory XIII. And that doctrine of discovery, issued in 1582, is still at play today. And so Monday comes quickly, and we have to be quicker than we got to be quicker than the Vatican. So back to the arguments in favor. Oregon doctors say yes to Measure 74 as well. The physicians are on board now, and perhaps they're going to take a more holistic approach, but I doubt it. We're going to have to school these jokers as well. It says here that Measure 74 will enhance the care and well-being of thousands of seriously ill patients, reducing pain and suffering and improving the quality of life. Well, imagine that. Here we are in the 21st century, 2 years shy from 2012 and the most profound transformation of all time. And even the medical industry is coming on board with a will to reconcile the will to reconcile nature's program. And now they want on board the Freedom Train as well. And it says here that patients need a better and safer way to get their medicine. You remember in the early days of the measure when doctors were too afraid to issue their endorsement. They were too afraid to grant you a green card or a passport to better care for yourself. They were too afraid to issue a pain management alternative. And now they're coming out of the woodwork. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a pretty penny to be made. I know that there are some doctors out there that write 20 to 30 scripts a day at $200 a head. And it's really, I tell you what, it's really big business. And those clinics that are expanding and never have any money, well, ain't it funny? Ain't it funny? Okay, I've got to watch for the cynic because he's hot to trot, and I don't want to spiral down. I'm actually making some headway, and we've got some folks on board that stand to give it forward. So without further ado, Measure 74 is the door, the opportunity November 2nd for progressive heads and the voter-empowered peoples, the great folk of this nation, to preserve and reserve their rights to a garden culture economy, to a home-based business, to a home-based reality that generates abundance and income, their rights to health and wellness, and their responsibility to raise the bar. Let's raise the bar. The sensible and the sensible and the ones who know are well aware that the mainstream is still projecting a great deal of dysfunction and not only dysfunction, but the corporate culture is waging a war against the social fabric of those free folk or those folks who are trying to live a more organic, down-to-earth reality. And every time that they mention marijuana, they do so in a condescending light, which implies that we're a bunch of potheads, or that you know, weed is something that is masked as a medicine. When you think about the terminology, weed, pot, dope, grass, all of these terms are condescending to the Shakti of this herb, and would encourage y'all to begin looking closely at the way that you view this sacrament, and that will raise your awareness as to how to best apply the medication or how to best approach cannabis sativa. And you know, if you are truly taking care of yourself and your lady, and if you are the steward of a family, then you're doing your best to keep things in harmony and keep things together. And that implies that you're in tune with the time. You're in tune with the time at hand, which is a macro-micro integration of perception. And on the micro level, we're talking about that which makes for success in relations and bringing it down and into the interpersonal field. We're talking about, first and foremost, being healthy yourself, understanding your body, mastering your temple, knowing the biorhythms of your temple, being in tune with the 28-day biology of your partner, being in tune with the feminine dynamic, the biochemical codes, which make for a healthy family or a sick family. We know that cannabis induces a self-awareness, a self-reflective intelligence. We know that under the right application of cannabis in the form of bhang or in the form of oil or some medible, that the body wisdom of cannabis induces a certain quality of life force and feeling, which brings about an inclination towards healing. Because if there's something that is sore or something that you're not quite aware of within your body, then you are going to become, you're going to get in touch with that. And in so doing, you're going to find more continuity in your experiences as you become conscious and super conscious, and as you become more in tune with an extended sensibility. So all healing begins from the top down, from the inside out, and establishing the view. We say that the application of the medicine should be done so with mindfulness and that there is a biorhythm to this mindfulness, which is regulated by the sun, and all life that that adheres to the dynamics of a day is basically a waveform characteristic, which can be absolutely defined and measured. And in running it down as simple as possible, it's like this. You've got four watches in a day, and within that day you've got a particular quality of experience. We say that the first watch is the analog sun, which begins with the daybreak meditation, and as that sun is rising to its zenith, your faculties of perception and your memory and your awareness and everything about your body mind is becoming attuned to the high point of the day, where your digestion is the strongest and where you're most potent and capably fit for life's opportunities and challenges. At the zenith, we call the zenith the guiding power, the guiding kin of the day, and that's the peak of the day. And, of course, it's always best to be mindful of the peak and what it is and what it's not. Okay, we would like to conduct our affairs and be successful at that, especially considering the economy. This is absolutely a violent currency that's being circulated. And so if you're going to do business and do it well and be successful, the best time for conducting that business is from 10 to 2. Interestingly enough, the Oregonian actually did a full-on study of this solar science and pinpointed 217 as the waning of the sun, or the third watch antipode hour of the sun, which in third world countries usually represents a siesta or that. And the recharge of the batteries is just that. Moving into the occult, we can talk more about that, but it appears as though we've exhausted our 30-minute segment, and we're not going to get around to the rest of it for now, but just know that we are going this great distance with you. If you or someone you know would like to volunteer for the Rock the Vote measure, Rock the Vote campaign for 74 and open the door to garden culture economy, then get a hold of us at the Kinship Compassion at 503-505-6952. Know that in the very near future we'll be taking callers and extending this program. We want to thank you for your contributions and donations, and we'll see you in the very near future. Oh.